Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steve Dan bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Christina Podnar is our guest. Christina with a K, Podnar with a P. She's a digital policy innovator, principal of Native Trust Consulting, certified change management practitioner, author of The Power of Digital Policy, a brand new book, folks, that you need on your desk. You need to have this handy. You'll dog ear it. You'll put post-it notes in it. You'll be highlighting it and redlining it. Christina, thanks again for writing this book. When the reason that what you're doing is so important, Christina, is because there are a lot of small business owners out there. I'm talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions, who started their business when the only thing their customer could have got their employees could have gotten into trouble with would have been telling a customer off on the phone. I mean, that would have been the only, or in fact, if they came into the store or something, that's the only thing they could have done. There was no, they didn't have any leverage. They didn't have any the ability really to do that much damage. And if they did some, and if they did do some damage, you could fix it pretty quickly. You could put that back together. Today with digital leverage, once somebody hits that enter key, it's gone. You can't pull it back. And it's potentially could hurt a lot of different folks, especially, and Christina, this is the thing that keeps me up at night, if anything does, and it's my fear that one of my employees is going to click on one of these phishing emails that infects my entire network. Now, we watch that around here, and we got controls. We got digital controls around it, but that's a very dangerous one. That's the first one I'd recommend people pay attention to. What do you think?
Absolutely, you're spot on. And most people don't actually think that they can be hacked, but phishing scams are another form of hacking. And quite unfortunately, you know, like 43% of cyber attacks actually target small businesses. So we need to understand that number because it's a significant and real threat. And so I think you're absolutely smart to be thinking about that. I'm not happy that you're up at night. But I do think that people need to, right? I mean, that's the point of digital policies, right? Is to develop these guidelines and guardrails and put them in place so that you don't have to be up at night. And I think there's an opportunity for everybody who has a small business out there to really develop some strict policies for those internal security pieces, such as, you know, the clickbait, as I like to call it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is a great first place to start. Right. So common practices like, you know, even things like bring your own device to work. Right. People think that because they have their own device, they can click around, they can do whatever they want, but they're still on your network. They can affect others by clicking on things, even if it's not your device. And so you really need to kind of be thinking about things like, hey, do I need to encrypt some databases? Do I need to be thinking about, you know, regular software updates? And then you need to be thinking about what are the things that I can't protect against, like my clients. Right. Clicking on things, or even my customers coming into the environment and maybe using my computer to really quickly access their account and pay for something, or et cetera. So make sure that you're training people, make sure that you're putting controls and processes in place that actually help you avoid those kind of immediate things. But then also think about the really big stuff, because it'll all get you in trouble.
And if you're peer-to-peer, if each one of your employees have their own computer and you're on a network because they're connected over the internet to each other, but you don't really have a server network type of network, then you have to make sure that every one of those computers are updated with the cybersecurity. You've got to, you need to have a policy that reminds them, you know, that, all right, or have one person in charge of all of them, so that every May you make sure they all get updated, or you make sure the updates are automatic. These are things you got to watch out for. What are some ways that you can install this kind of thinking in the organization? How can you, besides the individual policies, what do you do with your clients to help them make this sort of organic, not just transactional?
Well, you know, it's really funny that you ask that, because I do different things with my clients. Obviously, you know, there's as small things as just having lunch together and talking about what are good, safe practices, so it doesn't have to be a really big thing. Or you can make it a more, you know, interesting training where you bring in somebody from the outside and they talk about things like what are best practices, et cetera. I actually have made it fun. I'm a small business owner myself, and I made it fun. On my birthday, I actually make sure that we all go out to lunch and talk about security and privacy practices. I know it sounds so geeky. And that's also the day that we choose actually update
Christina,
all of our
that's
companies.
Not geeky at all.
You know what? If you're a policy person, that's like happy birthday to me.
That's right. That's like icing on the cake for folks like us, isn't it?
It is. But you know what? Here's the thing. I'm never going to forget to do it, right? And amongst the list that's really, really long, especially as a small business owner, that list is forever long, right? I'm going to forget to do this. It's never at the top of my list. And so I choose that memorable day when I'm going to remember to do that. The other thing that I tend to do is when you have some downtime, right? You might be in a business where maybe like Christmas and the holidays are really kind of the big rush for you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the time that you want to make sure that you're especially protected because that's when a lot of these security breaches start to happen. So I choose a holiday before that, like Veterans Day or perhaps Thanksgiving Day. And I tell my clients, look,
some
if you're
kind
going
of
to get into
a trigger
a high
date.
Volume, you know.
Like a trigger
exactly,
date.
Some kind of a trigger date before something really big is going to happen, mm-hmm. right? Or if you're going to have some kind of a big launch of a new product, you know, choose a date that's a month out just to secure your systems and make
you
sure
you know
that
another
good
go. Idea. Another good idea. If you see a phishing email, make a copy of a screenshot of it or something, and distribute it to your people mm-hmm. so they can see it, so they can everybody can share that. Hey, Christina, you've got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
I absolutely will. We could continue talking about this for a really long time.
We got a lot more to talk
about.
Definitely
head over.
Christina Putner,
exactly.
The Power of DigitalPolicy.com, is that right?
That's it. That's the one.
The Power of DigitalPolicy.com, that's the website and the book title, folks. Christina Putner, we'll be back another day. That's Christina with a K,
thanks
by the
so
way.
Good.
Thank you for being here, Christina. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.